Now, more of the Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruthie C. on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruthie C. This half hour is presented by Gulf Coast Air Care, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. My name is Ruthie C., and I am joined this morning by Mr. Todd St. Ors of Gulf Coast Air Care. Good morning, Todd. How are you today?
Good morning, Ruthie. How are you? I'm doing great.
I am doing well. It is beautiful outside, and I am happy to be moving into some nice fall weather and you know, cleaning up after the storm, and happy to just be speaking with people and connecting with people. I'm so glad to have you on this morning.
Yeah, it's good to have a little bit of cool weather, and, you know, we had a little bit of rain after the storm, and that's never good when you've had storm damage and, you know, you're kind of out of the, well, none of us know what normal is.
Right.
We had a lot of people that are trying to get just to a stable situation, and they have their homes and buildings and offices damaged, and you know, one of the things that we find is we take a lot of calls like, okay, I got the water from stop coming in, the rain stop with maybe a blue tarp or something. What's the next best thing that we can do for our health? And so we've taken a lot of those calls.
And that is, I think, just such a great question right now as everyone is working on, you know, either the tarps on the roof or the flood water, fixing all of those things. So what does that mean for our air quality? What is going on inside our homes after a storm like this?
Well, you know, we're kind of in that niche where we do take odd situations. Certainly, Mustang Sally has left us in an odd situation. And, so the air conditioning system, the ductwork, it gets blamed for a lot of things when people are not healthy, not comfortable, energy efficient. And one of the things that happens is, you know, when you get water intrusion, so everybody can withstand, because in Pensacola we get big rains all the time. You know, it's not uncommon to get 4, 6, 8 inches of rain, which most of us can withstand that. But when it's 75 or 80 mile an hour wind-driven rain, you have a bunch of changes or unintended consequences going on in the indoor environment. And so that's where people are like, they get stuck.
Yes, so once that wind starts blowing anything, like you said, we could handle some moisture. We know about that around this part of the world. But once that wind starts blowing, it kind of changes the game a little bit.
I was talking to some of my family and told them that, you know, at our house, we had a little over 17 inches of rain. She's like, oh, my gosh, that's 2 years worth of rain for us.
Wow.
So I was like, well, yeah. You know, and so once you get the rain started, you know, because I take a lot of questions about mold and about, moldy stuff, wet building materials, wet insulation, wet ductwork and all that. And so, you know, we want to try and help people get, you know, because during a storm event like what we just recently had, oftentimes there's an insurance agent or an adjuster involved, and then it gets a little complicated because you're getting one story from somebody who's hopefully going to cover your claim, and then you're freaked out about your house, your building, your family, your health, and all that. So, you know, and if we can help you at Gulf Coast Air Care, call us at 850-934-2768. Our website is gulfcoastaircare.com. I know a lot of people don't want to get on the air and talk about the specifics of what's going on, but just some of the things that we've seen. So when you get roof damage and then you get wind-driven rain coming in, you know, so we have water showing up in a lot of weird places. People are like, oh, my gosh. So if you have wet insulation, wet building materials, it needs to come out. If you have wet ductwork, it needs to be inspected. If it's saturated, it's probably going to need to come out. There's a lot of stuff we can do for cleaning and, you know, remediation. You know, there's a lot of people that, and it took them a few days to get the power power back on, and then they were, you know, using dehumidifiers and air movers and kind of companies in trying to start a remediation project. And, you know, that just gets people kind of down the rabbit hole.
Oh, yeah, I bet, with just all those different considerations piled on top of each other. But I think, you know, your point about people considering their health at this point, like, oh, we're safe, we made it through the storm, we're working on the damage, structural damage, yard damage, that sort of thing. But then really making sure that once the power is back on, doesn't mean everything is magically fixed, I have learned. And that there are some considerations for your health that you might not be thinking of first and foremost, and that air quality is something that you can't get away from, your air quality. So you just got to make sure that you're taking care of that aspect of you know, cleanup
you
and recovery.
It for granted.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. I think that's it. Like, you don't see it necessarily. I hope you don't see the air in your home.
Right.
You should definitely call if you do.
And we didn't talk. Did you have damage at your house? I mean, what situation did you pick? Did you make it through all right?
Oh, we made it through fine. Yes, thank you so much for asking. We were fine. We did have a little bit of water come up into the back door. We weren't there, but some of our neighbors were very awesome and went over and toweled it off for us. And not too much, not enough that you can even really tell. So we were very fortunate. My boyfriend did go ahead and get new air filters. It was time to do that anyway. But, you know.
Well, you know, that's one of the things. You know, people are always going like, what can I do? What can I do? You know, without getting, it depends on the type of damage that you had and, you know, the type of skill set that you have. You know, one of the things that I want to lay people's ears, because there's a little bit of misnomers or whatever. So black toxic mold is kind of a buzzword. And, you know, it pops up every time we have a storm or an event like this. So black toxic mold, there are mycotoxins, which are, if you respirate them, they're not good for you. But you've got to have soggy, wet building material for 10 to 12 to 14 days. You know, in an event like this, we kind of get dried out pretty quickly unless you've been flooded. But a lot of the stuff I've seen is, you know, wind-driven rain damage and all that. So, and it's not, so we're seeing water staining and not this huge mold bloom like what you see. The internet is just horrible for, you know, propagating these kind of people who freak out over, oh, we got mold everywhere. You know, that's one of the things that, so if you need an assessment or an indoor air quality investigation, you can call us at Gulf Coast Air Care, 850-934-2768. We'll be happy to help you, Vanessa, catching the phone. And we do kind of have a list on, you know, we're in Go Breeze, so we're working around the bridge situation and all of that. So we're trying to prioritize our list of people to where we can maximize the amount of service stops and service calls that we do. And, you know, I think there's a lot of people that, if you're working from Pensacola, excuse me, to Go Breeze, the beach, or the bar, you know, you just have to add a lot more effort, a lot more time figuring out what it's going to take these days.
That is definitely true. And how was everything for y'all over there on that side of the bridge?
We took a lot of wind. You know, we had limbs and trees down. And this is, we have figured out the sandbag to shop because of where we're physically located. And so we did great. We were prepared for it. But I think everybody thought this was going to be something that went off to the west of us and only left us with a rainstorm. But boy, did we get surprised.
I think that is the theme. You know, we just were not anticipating so much rain, so much wind. And it, you know, I had the pleasure this morning of being at the Mission Restore Hope event that the United Way is putting on. And that was just really cool. I love our community, that we all come together to support each other. And like you said, even though you know, Gulf Coast Air Care is on that the Gulf Breeze side of the bridge, that you're still working to coordinate to get the most people the best service. And so if people want to get on your calendar, how's that looking? Are you guys busy? Is that extra commute time really adding a lot to your plate?
We're a week or two out, but, you know, I mean, call us with your information. Let us know your story, and we'll kind of figure out, you know, because I've had several people that said, okay, you do this, you do this, you do this. will come and assess this and set you up to do this. This, you know, and thank goodness now for technology, where with a smartphone, you can send me pictures of what you think is the issue or the damage or whatever, and it comes through. We can look at that kind of stuff and say, okay, yeah, this doesn't look too bad, or, yeah, we want to change the priority on how we get out there. You know, that's one of the things that we've had to rely a little bit more on, fight around, you know, the traffic on the bridge and all that kind of stuff. So I want to remind everybody out there, please be safe. Don't be texting and driving. And, you know, we all got to get somewhere and get our stuff done, and we need to be safe and conscientious. I have kids and employees out there driving, and, you know, it's just so important for us to take a breath. Everything's going to be all right. We're going to make it through. And, you know, and oftentimes we do these indoor air quality assessments and evaluations, and we find that stuff is not nearly as dire as it seems when you initially, you know, look at some sort of damage or some sort of, you know, process needs to be done. But I don't want to belittle the fact that there is a bunch of torn stuff over on the west side, Perdido. I mean, it's just a rough go-around over on that side of town.
Yeah, and I so appreciate you saying that. I think everyone needs to hear that, just 2020 in general, and especially now in follow-up to Hurricane Sally, that everything is going to be okay. We are going to make it through. We can do this together. I love your message about please don't text and drive. Even if you are calling into the show or calling into Gulf Coast Air Care, it can wait. It can wait till you get to where you're going. And just, you know, even now with Garcon Point Bridge being open, which is so crucial for businesses like yours and the people who commute to and from Pensacola for work, you know, there was an accident on the bridge the other morning, and so it was closed. And I was like, guys, let's really work together here. We need, first of all, stay safe. And then second of all, we need that bridge to work.
Yeah. Well, we were working in the bar that day, but it still took us an hour to get to the bar.
Oh, wow.
The traffic was just at a standstill, and everybody's like, you know, and when you live in Gulf Breeze for 30 years, you kind of have a, you know, kind of a mindset also, you know, you can pick your way through traffic and get past some of those sticking points and get up and down the peninsula. But it's, you know, it's been difficult, you know, or different than the last big storm, big event that we had, because we're all insured differently. We're insured way differently from Ivan. You know, the insurance industry started changing after Andrew, and it's just kind of evolved. And now, I mean, some of the processes and all that are, you know, what they allow or what's automatic is not necessarily that way now. So that's where you kind of need a professional to come in from Gulf Coast Air Care and kind of help you determine, okay, this is a priority one, this could wait, this can, you know, we could get on a list and get this done. But certainly, you know, items like water intrusion or damage, because we had a little bit of rain, you know, right after the storm, and, you know, keeping things dry, that's the most important part in our climate. Thank goodness it cooled down a little bit to where the ductwork, you know, because we see ductwork oftentimes that it contributes to the problem. If it's leaking, if it's sweating because it's really hot, or, you know, just the system's not set up correctly. And that's part of what we do at Gulf Coast Air Care is take those odd situations and correct them. And now we have another layer of all kinds of crazy stuff going on. You know, I was in an attic the other day, and all the insulation was blown completely to one end of the attic. So they depressurized somehow through some gable or roof vents and soffits, and then the wind just pushed everything, all the insulation, to one side, and the ductwork was wet. And, you know, it was just like you wouldn't see that unless you go up there and look after that damage. So if we can help you, Gulf Coast Air Care, we're at 850-934-2768. GulfCoastAirCare.com is our website. And, you know, Ruthie, we know there's a lot of people out there struggling, trying to get back to, you know, and then you add the COVID and on top of all the stuff we're dealing with, it's just kind of, yeah, it makes for a long day.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Just, you know, one more thing to consider: social distancing, wearing a mask, all of that to go along with any type of wind or water damage. So in that story you shared about the attic with the insulation blown over, is that something that takes a couple days to fix? Is that a couple weeks? What's that process look like?
Well, because of our staffing, we weren't able to get the insulation out. Some of the insulation was wet. So, we kind of told them, if we can separate, there was a vault in the ceiling. So I said, if you can separate from here, all that insulation needs to come out. The rest of it you could rake around, and then we'll do the duct stuff, and then put the insulation back. And, so it's just a process of, getting contractors out to do the work. And, everybody who, I had two roofs quoted before the storm on a rail house that I had, or two quotes, and I sat on my hands on the roof, and now I'm not going to get a roof. And that roof is okay, if you're all right. But now I'm not going to get a roof on that house for a long time, which is, that's one of the things where if you can get in on a list and get on a schedule, trying to prioritize or trying to get, which order does this process work to put the house or the situation back together? And, that's where you need to get some help from us. The contractor or somebody that, if you're not used to dealing with this kind of stuff, that's important. Gulf Coast Air Care is 850-934-2768, and our website is gulfcoastaircare.com.
And you guys are still doing free inspections, is that right?
We are. We're having to prioritize areas of town because of staffing and, just logistics from the bridge and all that. But if you have some help, and oftentimes a free inspection will be, all right, send us the photos of what you think is going on, and we'll do an assessment by looking at, the damage that you have, the issue that you're having, and that's kind of happened a little bit. The best thing to do is contact Vanessa at the office, and then she can get, she's our intake point to try and manage information and manage people that are calling. So, and we're, like everybody else, we're pretty busy, so we want to try and help, but it's a process that we all have to work through. It's a tedious thing, probably.
Yeah, and some of it, at the end of the day, is just going to take some time, and you just got to, unfortunately, have to sit tight and be patient. Besides the workload, the bridge, of course, being out, and the commute times. And so what might tip someone off that they need to give a call? Like maybe if, obviously you have like a window broken or something like that, and you've got water and wind coming in. Are there any other kind of key indicators people should be looking for to know that you need a professional help?
Yeah, water staining is one of the things that we've seen people calling out, water staining, where, if you have a stain showing up. And if you have a water stain and it starts to turn black, and it's got like spots or, dots like it's mildew rather than just a generic kind of an even looking stain, that's something that you probably got some water issues going on that you need to get that addressed. In a lot of sheetrock that's had to come out. There's a lot of blue roof carpet going on. So the stuff that looks out of the ordinary, that's where you're like, okay, well, I got this going on, I'm not sure. And, oftentimes with some photos and a description of what you got going on.
I think that's been the refrain I've heard the most is take pictures. Just like you said, we have smartphones now. You don't have to drive all the way across a bridge that's not working right now. You can send a picture and get some good help in prioritizing things. And, I know for insurance and other purposes, and really sometimes just to look back and maybe be able to tell, okay, this is how it looked a couple days ago. Maybe the stain is bigger. Maybe it's growing. So just take pictures because it's free and easy nowadays.
Yeah.
No reason not to.
I saw something the other day that, with the insurance mitigation, kind of getting your old ball rolling, like document what you've got and they're suggesting that you document with your smartphone, take photos of everything and all that kind of stuff. And then because if it rains again or, you don't want to have more damage. You want to mitigate that damage. So that's the terminology that they've been using, that kind of buzzword is you know, the mitigation portion of it, where you just have to, you know, try and get control of it, but document so you have a baseline. Where, you know, and the best thing is if you had pictures before and then after the damage and then going forward, whatever changes you need to do to mitigate, you know, that's really helpful. And, you know, we can weigh in on that stuff too as well. So I think document has been a, you know, that's been a theme in the insurance business and for our business. When we start changing things, we want to document what happens on the outcome of the process. You know, if we're changing humidity, if we're changing airflow, if we're changing ductwork, we want to see, you know, the more documentation we have, the more helpful it is for this stuff.
And is that the goal, even, you know, most days, but especially after a storm, is to really make sure that the airflow through your home is happy and healthy? That's really the ultimate goal.
Well, if, you know, if your home got wet, you know, airflow is going to help it dry out. You know, dehumidification, because our climate's always humid. Even when it cools down, it still gets humid. I've seen plenty of times in the fall and winter where it's cold and it's still clammy because as the temperature cools down, you still have those humidities that are, you know, 60-70% in some cases, and it just doesn't feel comfortable. It's not dry and crisp, you know. So any airflow that you can move through the house, you know, and we're seeing people with huge remediation projects going on with dehumidifiers and air movers and air scrubbers. A simple box fan to dry out a space where you've got some wet carpet or wet sheetrock or whatever until we can get it completely assessed, you know, that's part of that initial mitigation. And that's something you can help yourself do. You know, and it's been, well, 2 weeks ago today, we were supposed to be on, and you guys were doing storm coverage. Thank goodness, you know, helping the community be prepared for what we were all expecting. But it's been 2 weeks, so, you know, we're trying to get to a point where now we're into the full repair, kind of the mitigation has minimized a little bit. We're not doing as much of that because it's been 2 full weeks on.
It has been. Can you believe it? In some ways, it feels like a long time ago. And then in some ways, it feels like, well, wasn't that just a couple days ago? So that's good to know, too. If you are having some moisture, then you can do some things yourself in the meantime. Take those pictures before so you can have the documentation, but do what you can for yourself.
Yeah, you know, I think it's important to, you know, just try and use common sense. You know, we have to coach a lot of people into using common sense about just set up a fan, open up the windows if it's comfortable enough. You know, it's nice and cool this morning, but you just kind of have to move forward with the idea that we want to dry everything out, because moisture really, in our business, moisture drives a lot of the issues that we deal with and that we help with at Gulf Coast Air Care. You know, it's gaps, cracks, and holes, and moisture and comfort level. It's, you know, that makes the biggest amount of stuff for us to address. And some stuff we can help with the customers, and some stuff you can do on your own. And, you know, after a storm, after an event like this, you kind of,